Kalim Perk Yud Gimel Mishnah Dal Magrefa Shenit Lo Kapo. A magrefa is a kli that they scrape out the offer from an oven, from a stove. It has to be cleaned out, otherwise it stops working properly. Shenit Lo Kapo, the part of the kli that's on the bottom, you stick it in with a handle, and then you clean it out. You can look in the old fireplaces, they have them. Now, the stick has a metal piece, and the metal piece is sort of round, is where they're showing the pictures. It's called the eagle. And in the eagle is attached that whole clay kibble part, which scoops out the ashes from the fireplace, from the stove. So, Mamela, you could see the stick and the metal, Beroisha, sort of as a hammer. That's what it is. You could swing it, you could bang something. So it'll retain its status as a kli, tmeo, mipnei shehi kikurnus. It's like a small hammer. Not a high-level hammer, but it's something. Divremeh, v'chom metayim. Why? The havon is poshut. It's not made lekach. It's not made as a hammer. This is a something to clean out a bellows, whatever they call it, to clean out the fireplace. What does it have to do with a hammer? So since it's not made lekach, it can't retain. It's not me'ein malach dehorishayna. Tves Shul, in the Yochin Oizchov Gimel, Shtel Zichon, it doesn't make so much sense. What is the Shita of Remeir? Everybody holds it has to be Oizimei Malachtoi. It's a Gemara, we quoted it before, the Mishnah right now has the Kasha. It's a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Nutes. That retaining a status as Tommy or Kli Shoimin Lekach is because it Epis has some type of status from what it was made for. So Tves Shul wants to say, what you have to say is that it's understood that the magrefa can be used occasionally as a hammer. It has a certain amount of weight. It can be used to bang something. So maybe even when the kappa part, which is the main functionality of it, falls off, no, it can still be used as a cornice. Chaznish argues on it. Chaznish and Simon Yud Zayin. And it shows what you do with that kasha main malakta. Megera shenitlu shenem. Megera. There's discussion about what it means. There's the Rav. The Rav brings that Megera brings, which is a word that's used in Psukim. You have it in Shmuel and Melachim and Divrei Hayamim. The word Masor, the Rav equates the two, is a pasuk in Yeshaya. Different types of Kelim. Not Mestaber that Megera is the same thing as Masor, they ask, but Lamaiz, that's what the Rav says. So it's some type of Kli, which has long prongs, sort of like a pitchfork. I mean, not a pitchfork, because it's used, lemaisa, to pick up pieces of wood. So if the two prongs that it has, not that it has two prongs, but it has a bunch of prongs, but two prongs are not consecutive. That means if a prong is missing between two prongs, it won't be able to function. Nitlu shinel, one prong is taken mi ben a time from another two. Those two can't function anymore, so then it's Tahira. Nishtaya ba maloi hasit b'mokam echod, tmeo. If there's a certain amount, maloi hasit is between the two fingers. The middle finger with the pointer finger. The distance between the two is maloi hasit. You find it in certain places. So it's a very minimal distance between the two on the pitchfork. If there's a mokam that's missing that's... Two, you have two prongs between that space, tmeo, it's mekabel tomo. Now the two parts of the mission don't really stim. It sounds like if one piece is missing, so that's it, so it's kli. But over here, if you have two prongs that are within that closeness, then it does work. So yeah, you have to read them somehow together. Any place where one prong is missing between two prongs, in bimkoimoy, that's called shavur, and that's not mitstar v'loirich meloy asit. You need Malay Asit b'mokim Echod, which is full, where there's no broken prongs. Only then is it Tmeh, then it's considered a functioning Kli. Hamatzod, a matzod is a small axe. It's again for cutting wood. The Ismail is a small blade, a small knife. Hamafsolis is a sharp blade that's put into a Kli Eitz. And it's used again also something with wood, chopping boards, different type. Mamekadeach, shenifku. All these words you find in other places in Shas. You have craftsmen and wood shops, and they use these different types of kelim. all these shenifkamu, that means that the sharp edge now is compromised because it's nifkam, it's bent, part of it broke off, tmeim, because it can do me'ein malakta on some level. Nitl chisumam, the edge of the sharpness, without which you can't chop anything, and that, if that fell off, tahirin, because now it's not roif anything. V'kulon, shenechelku l'shnayim tmeim, each type of kli, if it broke into two pieces, seems like that can't function at all. When it's nechelak l'shnayim, maybe it has to be used more skilled work, so maybe it has to be an exact kli, can't be just a piece of it. V'haroikni, roikni is a wooden mizgeres of the mafsalis that we mentioned. Bifnei atzmo, tohira. The roikni itself, without the mafsalis, has absolutely no use. That's not mekabeltum. Now, l'chari, that's talking about a wooden base. A wooden base, kishal atzmo, of course, has no use. The shal is only on the barzel, is you have pshute kli mateches, and it has some type of functionality. That could be, yeah, but what's the chiddush over here, like, I mean, this piece of wood? So other times, there's two pieces of wood. There's the mafsalis, and then there's the wood that holds it in. So that wouldn't be royal kabel tuma. Has no functionality. It's not so clear. Mishnah's Tarish tells us, when you look at the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Zayin, and it seems like the Rambam says that the roikni b'fnei atzmeinim kabel tuma, because it's only a miktsas of a kli. It has a functionality, but lemais, it's only a miktsas kli. He's not talking about a kli eitz. He's talking about a kli mateches. But since it functions together with the other part, with the mafsalis, it doesn't have a shame b'fnei atzmoi. This is the Rambam l'shitosi, the kli mateches, the chshivus, has to do with the kviya shame, the way we've explained many times. The shtichel, again, in the shita, the Rambam perik tes mechus kelim, that's geboit on the Reb Chaim in perik yud mechus kelim. The Ravid is masik, the Ravid holds that's totally in functionality, the way we've been masber, kama v'kama times. So that would be the machlokes over here. Mishneh hey, machat, Shenital chariru, a machat is a needle that's used for sewing clothing. If the hole that you put the string into is missing, oy ukta, or the sharp end, toira, that can't function without being able to put the string in, and of course the sharp edge that goes into the beged. Hitkino lemituach, he was miyachet. It's something that loshen tikkun means he was miyachet. It's broken as a needle for a tailor, but it's good for like a longish piece to stretch out a piece of fabric. So that is functional. So it kina lemituach. Mituach means to stretch something tight. Tmeya, so that has a usage. Lemaisa, when you open up the sugya in Shabbos, Tav Kuf Chav Gimel, that's Perek Kol HaKelim. And Kol HaKelim is also something that's negea in Hilchis Mukta. Any kli is not Mukta. Eitzim, Avonim, things that have no use, dirt, all these things are Mukta. But a functioning kli is not Mukta. Now, there is a din of a functioning kli being called kli shem lakta l'iser. Kli shem lakta l'iser means it's a kli, but it has different dinim. According to many achroidim, this is one of the major sugis in Hilchus Mukta, is kli shem lakta l'iser because it has functionality. It's not etzim avonim. It's not hukta and eni muchan l'shabbos. It has a usage. Its usage standard is for something that's awesome. So the kli shem lakta l'iser is not part of regular gzeres mukta. It's a new dinder abonon called Gzeras Kalim. And because of that, it has a hatl and tzorkuf and mekaim. We're not learning Hilchus Mukta now, but just to understand that the definition of a kli in Hilchus Mukta is foundational. It's very important. Over there, in those sugis in Shabbos, Kuf, Kof, Gimel. So one of the things that's over there is a machloikis between Abaye and Rova. Abaye holds that by nitl chariro, the admission that we have in front of us, it's not a kli legabe tumah, but legabe Shabbos, it has a shame kli. Legabe tumah has to be a functional kli. Kli maisa bi'inon. Same definition that we keep on going back to. Rava holds that if legabe tumah, it's not considered a kli, legabe Shabbos also is not considered a kli. Tosfos says Rava is also moida that if you miyachid it as a kli for a different usage, avad it's a kli. What are we talking about? We're talking about over here the yichud doesn't help. Over here you're going to have to set it up. You're going to have to be matkin it lemituach. You're going to have to actually use it. Sometimes a yichud helps b'machshova, sometimes a yichud helps b'maisa. It depends how close it is to the original usage or to its natural usage. So the machet that's fully functioning is a klishmalak l'iser. It's mutl tzar kufa mekayme. The macha that's broken is muktzah machmas kufa because we treat it as people throw them out. Beloshna gemara odem zorka lebena grutois. People throw down the garbage. Tzemela has no use. So what we just said is that even al yedei bin miyachad b'machshove would not be considered yichud until you miyachad b'maisa. L'maisa, that's Tosfos in Zvachim Daf Tzadik Dalet. Tosfos in Shabbos Daf Mem Tes says that even though normally yichud would be enough on something which is not oimid lahach shimush, but over here you need it to be a yichud al yedei maisa, like we just said. Shels sakoyin shenital chariro. This is a very long type of machat. They don't use it for shirts or for hemming up pants. They use it for sewing together big burlap sacks where you mamish need thick, long needles to be able to function effectively. Shenital chariro tmei mpnei shu koisevo. It's a long piece of metal. So it can be used to write on a luach of wax, like we said before, luach shel shayva, with the sharp edge over here. Nitl uktza tohira, because then it has no usage. Shomituach, if it's a long piece of metal that's used to stretch out fabrics, benkach umenkach, tmeya, because it's miyuchad lakach, that's its ikir malacha. It's only before that we had where it used to be used as a needle, the shas can now turn in to a shomituach. But if it was oimid l'shomituach, then of course it's mekabel tumah. Machat shehelso chaluda, a needle that you wouldn't use easily because it's rusty. Im makeves hatvir, if it mamish doesn't function, the sharp edge is dulled because of the, it can't work. Because of the rust, toiru v'mlav tmeiv. It still could work, even if it's bedoichik. It still retains its shame. Royal kabel tumah. Tzinoiro. This is like a fork with teeth, and it turns. You turn over a piece of meat while it's roasting on the grill in order that fire should hit the other side. Sheposhto. You straighten out the teeth. It can only be used when the teeth are crooked, because then it chaps onto the meat and turns it over. If the teeth would be bent, which ironically in this case would mean straightened out, tire, it's not functioning anymore. Kvofo, if you then bend it back, chozol tumasa. It's chozol tumasa, which should be partial, like everything else. If it doesn't work and it goes back to its original state, so it's tohar. Tezham says we're talking about returning it to its status of original tumasa. This is the gzera. That by Kli Matechas, even after Nishma, they become as Kli, they go back to the original state if they're fixed. The Shaila is we'll have Mirza Hashem Pechovov, that what's called Shvira, only if it's something that's broken, that can't be fixed easily. If it's something that any Hedyit could fix, that's not called broken. So over here, what are we talking about? We're talking about it's easy to bend back these pieces?